New Zealand is known for a number of things. Lamb, a world-class rugby team, the All Blacks, the folk parody duo, Flight of the Conchord, and perhaps most notably in recent years, a real-life stand-in for Tolkien's Middle-earth. But New Zealand is also the home to a small but vibrant new music scene, and it occurs to me that in the many years of doing new sounds, where we've sampled music from lots of different countries around the world, we've never actually focused for a whole hour on New Zealand. Well, there's certainly enough music there, and while we've done programs of Antipodean music in the past, it's pretty much focused on Australia, which is obviously a bigger country and has an even bigger music scene. But we're going to give New Zealand its day in the, well, if not sun at this hour of the day, at least its moment in the spotlight. I'm John Schaefer, glad you've joined us for New Sounds. We'll be listening to some really colorful music from a band called From Scratch. They make a lot of their own instruments from scratch. Also a work from a well-known composer of electroacoustic music named Jack Boddy. And we'll hear from Gareth Farr, who's one of the more colorful figures on the new music scene. That's a fun sound from an Australian band called Rabbits. And that apparently is how you pronounce it, because it's rabbit with three S's at the end. The work of the Australian vibes player and composer Ray Howell, and a new release that came our way during the month of June 2014. I'm John Schaefer. Welcome to tonight's edition of New Sounds, as we do at the end of each month, a chance to look back and sample some of the new releases that we got. This one from Rabbits, coming up in just a little bit. But let's start with a group called Benyoro here in New York. This is a group comprised of some American musicians and some from Mali, and they got together to play a kind of, you know, updated, maybe New York-centric version of the desert blues that we've heard coming out of Mali in recent years. Benyoro is the name of the album as well as the name of the band, and the song we'll hear to begin is called Segu Breakdown. Thank you. Nice mix there of traditional West African instruments like the kora and the percussion with the electric guitar, which, after all, at this point has almost become a traditional West African instrument. A little bit of desert blues there from a new band called Benyoro, a group of Malian and American musicians based here in New York. Segu Breakdown is the name of that piece from Benyoro and their self-titled album. The first of our new releases on this edition of New Sounds. Up next, we'll hear another cross-cultural collaboration, although this one of a rather different nature because it's posthumous. The group Dirtwire is an electroacoustic duo out of the San Francisco Bay Area, and their new EP called Undar pays tribute to the late great Tuvan throat singer named Undar. And it is actually built around some tapes that he made while he was in the Bay Area, around which the members of Dirtwire have built these songs. The one that we'll hear is called Ibex. So you'll hear the kind of traditional Tuvan lute, the throat singing, the impossibly deep guttural sound that Undar was famous for. And then you'll hear the more contemporary electronic sounds of Dirtwire from their Undar EP. Following that, we'll hear some music from Ben Frost, who was born in Australia but lives in Iceland, has worked in England with Brian Eno, done some film scores. Ben specializes in musical landscapes. Now, usually when we say that, you expect to hear some, kind of ambient work with large vistas. That is not Ben Frost. When he makes a musical landscape, it is dark, it is arctic, or it's industrial, it can be claustrophobic. But it's still musical, a line that he walks to great effect in his records. His new album is called Aurora, and from it we'll hear a piece called Venter. First, here's this music from Dirtwire, and featuring the voice of the late Tuvan throat singer named Undar. couple of new releases on this edition of New Sounds that took us to very distant and exotic places. First, from Dirtwire, we heard their new Undar EP. Undar was the name of a Tuvan throat singer of some renown in world music circles, and he died last year, but not before leaving behind these tapes that the duo Dirtwire built their songs around. So we heard a piece called Ibex, taking us to the steppes of Central Asia. And then I don't know where Ben Frost just took us. That's from his new record, Aurora, a very dark series of musical landscapes. The one we heard is called Venter. New releases, something we do at the end of each month on the program, and still to come, some much more genial-sounding music from another Australian, Ben Frost, born in Australia, though he lives in Iceland. Ray Howell is an Australian percussionist who does still live in Australia and is responsible for the oddly named group called Rabbits. And we will hear their music in just a moment. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 3612, our monthly new releases edition of New Sounds. Let's hear some music from Rabbits. Rabbit with three S's at the end. And the work of Ray Howell, who plays vibraphone, another mallet percussion, and composes this music for a small ensemble of friends. This piece is called House Mic. Thank you. The song is called House Mike, and it comes from Australia, from the electroacoustic duo known as Rabbits. Three S's at the end of the name, apparently because they feel that some of their music evokes the sight or sound of hopping bunnies. Nevertheless, Rabbits chose to call their album Penguins. One S on Penguins. A new release on this new release's edition of New Sounds. Up next, some music from Sans, S-A-N-S, which is a small but very cosmopolitan group. It's a trio comprised of the Finnish singer Sanna Kurkisuonio, whom we've heard both with the band Edninjuna and doing some solo things in the past, the English folk musician Andrew Cronshaw, who on this record plays zithers from various traditions around the world, and Tigran Aleksanian, who plays the Armenian instrument known as the duduk, a kind of double reed instrument. The album is simply called Live and features a recording of some old Finnish folk songs, old religious folk songs. This one is called Waiwanen Walitan Waikiast, I Weep for My Sins. It's it doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but it's a lovely piece of music from this trio called Sans. And we'll follow that with another group that has its roots in folk music. They're called Sandorgo, a Hungarian group that uses traditional fiddle and the tambora mandolin, hence the name of the album, Tambor Rocket, Hungarian Fireworks, which is a bit of a mouthful. Hallucination is the punning title by this group called Sandorgo, but also an accurate one because hallucination is a trance-based piece built around the sound of the hulusi, which is a snake charmer's pipe. So that piece by Sandorgo follows this piece by the trio Sans and this old Finnish folk song. Vaivainen valitan vaikiast, et olen syntinen. Vaimoilla väsytetty yli aikaan, jo joutumalla multaan olen juuri. En itseen voi synnistää pois pitää. Jos ei Jumal armollaas auta, suo Jumal vil vähän mulle ikää, arat pyydän apus. Ehkä meno on aina minun kova. Monet murheet ja tuskat tuimaa. Kaikilt kurilt kiusaukset ovat minun päällään juur puuttumaan. Kuiten kenepäel sen tähden sinä Jumala. That is a band out of Hungary, and I should probably pronounce their name Shandorgo, but inevitably here in the States it will be pronounced Sondorgo, begins with S-O-N. Anyway, this Hungarian band, with its folk instruments and its folk roots, gave us a piece called Hallucination, a hallucinatory, trance-like piece built around the sound of the Snake Charmer's pipe. The hulusi is the name of the instrument. The album by Sondorgo is called Tambu Rocket Hungarian Fireworks, the title referring to the tambora mandolin that the band uses as well. Before that, we heard some music from Finland, a country whose language, after all, is related to that of Hungary. They're both Finno-Ugric languages. From Finland, we heard a song called Waiwanin Walitan Waikiast, I Weep for My Sins, a very old Finnish religious folk song sung by Sani Kirki Suonio, the singer, with Andrew Cronshaw on zither and Tigran Alexandrian playing the duduk, which kind of sounds like a snake charmer's pipe. It's an Armenian reed instrument. And together they are the trio known as Sans, the Finnish singer, the English zither player, the Armenian reed player. Sans is the name of the band. Live is the name of the record. Those are two more new releases on this edition of New Sounds, and when we continue in 1 minute, we'll have two more new releases that take us to Southeastern Asia and to the Congo in Central Africa. Stay with us. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, pretty handy thing to have, especially with these new releases editions of the show, you can get the playlist on our website, wnyc.org/newsounds. The playlist will tell you what we're hearing, where you can find the music, and when. Sometimes we get these things a little bit in advance, as you may know. And you can also check out our audio archives, hear any edition of New Sounds anytime you like. That's at wnyc.org/newsounds. This new release in the background is from the Kasai All-Stars. As the name implies, this is an all-star group from several of the bands that have been involved in what's known as Congotronics, a combination of traditional Central African instruments and songs with, I was going to say modern, kind of modern electronics. It's all kind of jerry-rigged, which is part of its charm. The distortion effect that you get, perhaps unintentionally, becomes a part of the sound of Congotronics. So this group, Kasai All-Stars, have put out a new album. It is called Beware the Fetish, and this piece is called The Chief's Enthronement. We'll follow that with Electric Kulintang, which is a combination of, obviously, electronic music with the Kulintang sounds of the southern Philippines. Kulintang is one of the gong chime cultures of Southeast Asia, so along with Indonesian gamelan music, for example. And you'll get a chance to hear Susie Ibarra, the New York-based percussionist, Roberto Rodriguez, the New York-based Cuban-American percussionist, and a couple of others. But both of these pieces really driven by their drummers. And let's begin with this one from the Kasai All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
the sounds of Kulintang music, the so-called gong chime music of Southeastern Asia. That's the Filipino version, Kulintang, played by Suzy Ibarra. Roberto Rodriguez on drums and programmed percussion. There's also guitar and clarinet in this band, which collectively is known as Electric Kulintang, based here in New York. And that's an excerpt from their new release called Drum Codes. You're hearing Drum Codes number 5. We also heard some music from the Congo, from the Kasai All-Stars, and a piece called The Chief's Enthronement. Their album is called Beware of the Fetish. And that, too, a combination of some traditional sounds with electronics. And that's going to do it for this new releases edition of the program. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.